Brothers Radio with Ray, Devon, and Candace. If you're not listening to Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in ya. Remember, you're not just doing hip-hop. You are hip-hop. Peace.
Some of you gon' like, some of it you wait. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
It's Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. More gods alike.
Here we go.
It's that time.
Here we go.
I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. Number to give us a call, 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
Press number one to join that conversation, too. And also, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And, of course, Truth spelled T-R-U-F.
That's right, and the chat room is up. Anybody can walk in, sign in your name, and start making your comments. How goes it, fellow brother?
Man, I'm
cool. Yeah, that was some. How goes it?
What? For those who didn't know, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Tell them how you feeling.
How do I feel?
How do you feel?
The lava men have fled. The danger is past. I have spoken.
You can say that again, Thunder God.
Didn't know that. It has been like this all weekend, people.
Yes, sir.
For those who did not know, Thor, the Dark World, Thor 2, as some are calling, came out this past Friday, and it's been like this the entire weekend, y'all, with this man over here. So just bear with us today.
Yeah, bear with us today.
Yeah,
hey, what does poverty in America look like? It don't look like Marvel.
No.
Does not look like Marvel.
Another healthy win for them.
Another healthy win for the Marvel.
Yeah, and I am quick to say congratulations to Marvel once again on another great movie. That formula.
No. Just do the intro. But
right.
That's, hey, dude, yeah, $86 million for the weekend.
$230 worldwide?
$230 or $260, yeah, worldwide gross. Opening weekend, not bad.
He solidified himself as a heavy hitter.
Yeah, he did. He did. That was the reviews are a little mixed, but I think they stepped up the game with the action big time. They stepped it up.
Oh, absolutely.
They stepped it up.
Absolutely. So I'm planning on seeing it again.
Yeah.
I'm planning on checking it out again probably tomorrow morning. So
Shouts
out to
we shall give it this another round.
All right. Taking the hammer.
It was a nice little kid had brought his hammer. I thought it was so damn cute. Little kid. It was some little kids dressed up, brought their hammer. It was nice, man. It was real nice.
Yeah,
good
time.
Yeah. Very good time.
Okay.
And they showed the previews to Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
That looked like that's going to be the better story out of the three.
But you know what?
We
said that when the first Captain America came out. We was like, the story has to be tight. The story, because it's not like Cap got this
arsenal of powers.
Exactly.
And they're like going to blow the butt on special effects.
Exactly. And they brought the story the first time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm willing. Like, they got Marvel has a great formula down to where it keeps you entertained, it keeps you looking, and I can't wait to see what that comes out. I'm ready for the second Avengers already, though. I'm just there.
Yeah,
I'm yeah. already ready for that. So
yeah, they are doing their thing, man.
What's
really
after Cap though?
Huh?
Because you got Iron Man, you got Thor, you're gonna do Cap,
right?
Trying to think who's Hulk next.
No, they said they're not doing another Hulk, and I think I know why. You got it's only so much you can do with
right.
that. He's big green, he's gonna wreck stuff. You might as well have him wrecking in the Avengers
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Got it. Look, so, unless you do a World War Hulk, that would be nice though.
That would take a stretch though.
But yeah, it would. I mean, you can't
you would
do
have
that
to explain that, right?
To,
it would take three phases of movies just to set up that one, and then that one would just be.
Yeah. I would love to see a World War Hulk movie.
I think they did that when they did the animated one, the animated movie.
Yeah, the animated
for World
thing
War Hulk.
Cool.
I mean, no, that was for Planet Hulk though.
No,
they should have followed up with World because World War Hulk is when he gets back.
Wait, after they killed his family?
Right. Right, remember the Planet Hulk movie ended with him and the chick
when
she's pregnant with his child.
Right.
The ship that he was brought in mysteriously blows up as a nuclear bomb like they planted it in there
right,
and
right.
killed his wife. And right. that just sent him into a rage like never be. He was so mad he became smart, remember?
Yeah. yeah
he was so right, mad right. that he became smart and then he
okay.
went back to Earth to handle some stuff.
Yeah, that's when he showed up at Xavier's crib.
Woo! That was, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Man, shout out to everybody, man, who's into them comic books and things like that. Man.
It's
y'all,
what's
y'all,
up.
Yeah,
it's
you gotta.
That, it's
you
cool, like movies.
Man.
That's, dude, next year is just, I mean, we're talking about the Captain America movie, but that ain't going to even be the major movie. That X-Men movie.
Everybody's been saying that, man.
They're taking the story. They're taking the greatest X-Men story ever, Days of Futures Past. And this movie has the original cast of X-Men from the first three.
Okay.
And then the cast from X-Men's First Class. And they're going to blend it into one movie.
That'll be nice.
Surrounding Wolverine. So.
And I guess he is the big draw. But my thing is. How do you – well, first off, I would have hoped they would have got rid of Halle Berry and Storm, though, but
nope.
they don't look like they –
can't get rid of the Oscar winner.
Of course
the non-acting,
not.
Non-acting, not, yeah, she –
you
whatever.
Just, you just won't go grab
she fell
Angela
into She fell
Bassett,
into that
or,
role.
You know who else I said would have been nice for Storm? What's her name? Play the thin line between love and hate.
Oh, what's love got to do with it?
No. That's Angela Bassett.
Right.
No.
Yeah, Angela
Bassett didn't play a thin line between
Are you
love
talking
and hate.
About? No, she wouldn't have been.
Yes,
no.
she would have.
She,
have, she
no.
looked.
Angela Bassett would have.
Yeah, Angela would have been perfect. Been.
You know they came to her first, though.
Yeah, I know.
And she turned them down. She
right.
didn't get what was coming down the road.
Did you hear that they pushed Old Girl's movie back, though? Why do I keep thinking Lena Horne? The one who, I can't think of her name right now. Whatever.
818-514-1202. Yeah, I don't. Hey, but you know that they're talking about they doing this finest. They doing
oh,
this.
Lord, please let me be misunderstood. Whatever. Go ahead, finish your joint.
Yeah, they talking about doing this world's finest. And they talking about having the woman in that movie, which. Shouts out to Linda Carter. Got to give it to her. I never.
Yeah,
one actress can put such a. They just scared to. You know what it is? They're scared to cast a thick woman. They're scared to cast somebody thick
woman.
With some. Yeah, with some curves, and they want to. They try. They want to keep sticking with this rail thin. Woman, and that ain't gonna. That's not Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman isn't a stick. Isn't a supermodel. She's an Amazon. She got to be thick. And
yeah.
they're scared to cast thick.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't think they're scared to cast thick. I think they're having a problem. And it's not just – they're having a problem finding someone to fit the Wonder Woman look.
Really?
And not just thick.
Let's be honest.
Okay.
They could have – superhero movies have been what's up for a minute now.
Yes.
It was what's up when Xena was hot.
Yeah.
That chick, that's an easy cast right there. She was already hot, too popular. That's an easy cast. And they shied away from it because they're scared to do thick. Simple as that. not that she's thick like a brother likes it. I'm not talking like,
right.
We're just talking about an athletic, muscular, you know, well-defined woman. Right. And they're scared of it.
Because they were actually, I mean, but then, well, Megan Fox isn't that thick. But she,
No, she's not.
No, she got curves. No,
of course, right, but of course she can bulk up for the role. Right, who knows what they'll do, but I don't see it.
They had her pick the player at first, but
yeah.
She got the height. She got the chops. Nah, she don't.
She ain't got the acting chop.
Nah, but then again, Ben Affleck,
talking about old girl who plays the Lady Sif maybe might be up for that role now.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Thin?
Too thin.
But that's where they're going to go.
Yeah, but at least Megan Fox has more curves than her. Like, you know, Lady Sith was cool. She's better where she's at. But then again, Ben Affleck is Batman, so whatever. You know, I just...
Not feeling that, man.
We're
going
like,
to have a geek episode.
Like, yeah, we do.
We're going to have to. You know what? I think we might get some dudes from comic book shop to come on.
Uh-huh.
And we just sit around, because remember, we all belong to a comic book shop.
Yeah.
And they think it's so weird that they could just sit with some brothers talk shop. Like, yeah, it's nothing. We true brothers.
See, at the end of the day, though, you know, another thing. And before we even get deeper into this, though, the second hour conversation, we'll be asking what is poverty
like
in America. And don't think that we have forgotten about terrible truth. All this other stuff we haven't. It's just we're doing our thing.
That's right.
We normally just go into our banter.
We ain't even gotten to the Bears yet.
Nah, we ain't got to the Bears. We ain't said our shout outs or nothing.
I know.
We got a lot to cover. So
we hollering at.
All right, holler. We're gonna make this real quick because we got a lot of cover. Marvin Sosa, Quandra D, Jaquita, Brandon, Shada, Keila, Denicia, Sarai. All y'all, hey, what's cracking?
There you going. If you were hanging by the radio hoping to hear your voice, hoping to hear your name, it came and went quick. Yada, yada.
Yeah, there you go. And for DJs, B-Days, real quick, Josh Sim, Alexis, Justice. Oh, Brother Justice's birthday is today, man.
All right.
Yeah, and he said all he
wants.
Peace,
God.
Yeah, he said all he wants is a win for his Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight. And I said, good luck.
And don't we all.
And Lenore McKnight, happy birthday. Also, Red Summer celebrated her birthday yesterday. My
hey,
boy,
Red.
Yeah, buddy. My boy Al celebrated his birthday yesterday. And, yeah, happy birthday to those people. Buddy.
And LaCrosse. Heart. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I'll put it on it. So, happy birthday, LaCrosse.
Hey, yeah,
cool.
We love her. Even though she's battling our time slot, we still love her.
No, it ain't no battle. That's love. Hey. Hey,
I'm playing LaCrosse.
Hey, this blog talk is something for everybody here.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's shouts out to everybody, and there you go. And are we going to get we going to do some truth or what? We can all. It's all up to you.
Yeah. Hey, we can get into some Bears and
yeah,
truth, all that, because the Bears is terrible, and it's the truth.
Oh, man. You know what? The last game, real quick, was not the Bears' fault. That was coaching. That two-point conversion. You got it. Here we go. Here we go. What you got?
No, I'm finna tell you. I'm going to let you launch into it after this. This, y'all, is a terrible truth.
Okay.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible writers, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by Matt Forte's Can't Get It,
Can't get over that line.
It's a catch-22. God, he's an idiot. Go ahead.
That's stupid. And Conrad Murray's sleeping pills. Sleep like a king.
You know that Conrad's out of jail.
Yeah, Conrad's out helping people with their insomnia. Because he's a helper. He's a giver.
But anyway, real quick, two-point conversion, right? This is the thing that sticks out to me the most, right?
Right.
Matt Forte has not had a good game this game running the ball. You get a blessing on a second chance on a two-point conversion. You're after your helmet to helmet.
So you're putting that on Matt Forte.
That two-point conversion. No. I'm putting that on coaching staff who said, let him run it. That's coaching. I'm blaming the coaching staff.
Go deeper. because let him run from the shotgun, and that wasn't even coach. That was the quarterback's choice. He had three options on that play, and he picked the worst possible one. I'm going to do a handoff from the shotgun.
But that was when McCown is not he's not a robot. He's a computer. You tell McCown what to do, and he'll do it.
No, I got you, but he still had three choices on that
play. That's the choice he made. He's not going to adjust what you tell. They told him in the gate, give the ball to Matt Forte. They told him that. And he did what he was told to do.
He had a choice. But either way, it was terrible.
Yeah.
If it was called or it was him. You don't run a running. You don't from the one, 3 yards back when there's nowhere to. It's nowhere for
defense
Detroit to go.
Exactly.
But forward.
Here's another
problem. And then you wanted Matt Garza to make an impossible block on one of the biggest dudes on the line. No. It was a debacle to begin with.
Look at the passing game you had against them with both quarterbacks in the game. They could not stop your receiver.
818-514-1202.
Alshon Jeffrey is only 5 touchdowns behind the dude who's having a Pro Bowl year as far as touchdowns, period. Yards, he's got them. Yards from scrimmage, he's got them.
He had 100 yards this last game.
Exactly. The balls that really touched Alshon's hand, he pulled down. Even the one that they said wasn't a touchdown, which it wasn't, he still pulled the ball down.
The only one I'm a little upset, not upset like give him Doug Neal, not like that, was the one he knew he blew when they were trying to go for, 14?
Yeah, yep.
But then again, you kicked the field goal, you would have won.
That's what I was going to say.
Kicked the field goal, you would have won.
You're 4-1 on the third.
Why aren't you kicking the field goal?
I was talking to you know what we said. We said we was gonna have this show one day, and we probably will. The mid season show. We're probably gonna still have.
I think we'll do that the day after we go on hiatus.
Okay. Here's the thing. I was talking to my dad who was on the preseason show, and my dad we was chatting. We was talking, and I told him, man, look, the Bears are not a great come-from-behind team. They're not great at it. For the Bears need to get as many points as they can on the board as soon as possible because in the fourth quarter, they tend to crumble. It happens all the time. They're not how Green Bay used to be when they could come from behind, how the Eagles used to be when they could come from behind, how the Patriots used to be when they can come from behind. The Bears are not like that. So if you got the chance to take that field goal and get you some more points on the board,
You're at home. Just take the point. It ain't even about what could happen in the fourth. That was in the, first quarter?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, we can go up 10-7.
That's my point. That's my point.
Take it.
So,
don't
again,
leave points on the table.
Coach.
The interception in the end zone. A lot of people fussing about that. It got a tip ball. That happened. It was a tip ball.
It was a
tip ball in the passing lane.
I'm going to tell you why. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
No, here's my problem with that. You got corners. On Detroit, nobody's over 6 feet. Nobody's over 6 feet.
And throw a jump ball.
Send them to that outside corner. Throw it up there. And let you... Bennett is 6'5". Jeffrey, 6'6". Marshall, 6'4". Nobody's over 6 feet. Throw the ball up. Let these boys use their athleticism
and go get it. At the same time, I'm not going to fuss at that play because balls get hit. That happens.
One, that's the first time when that intercepts. The second time when you have Matt Forte run for the two-point conversion. Throw the ball to the outside corner.
Don't hold. How about that?
Even that.
That play was nice. They didn't see it coming. He walked in the end zone. That's a well-designed play.
Which one?
Don't hold for the two-point conversion where they walked in and they got pulled back.
No, that was a touchdown.
They still got the touchdown, but two-point conversion.
Dude, when you had the boy get pushed back, all you had to do is again. And I don't understand why would you take on the second time. You take Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall out of the line.
Just says, hey, everybody, we're going to run.
Yes, that's what it says.
You know what we're going to do, everybody? We're going to run.
So if I'm on Detroit defense and I'm looking like, okay, Marshall and, okay.
Why didn't you let Bush get some more touches? Just because he didn't get the first down on one play.
Yeah.
So he's punished now?
Yep.
Give me a break. You shouldn't have been going for it to begin with.
You're right. That's neither
punt
here
the
nor
ball.
There.
Whatever.
That's neither here nor there.
Whatever. We done blew through the first break, so what?
Well, we can always take this. This is our show. We can take
we
it.
We can do what we want.
We can do what we feel.
Let's continue on.
Okay. Now, what was the second we were saying? You made me forget that. But
sorry.
No. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. But your coach, Tressman, hey, still cool, not upset, but he blew a lot of his honeymoon points.
Yeah.
He spent some honeymoon capital on that game.
He spent some.
I got a little bit of capital.
His leeway.
I'll just blow this one up.
Leeway. Really? All right, man. Here we go.
Cutler's limping around. Hey, man, go sit down. Go sit down.
Yes.
I wouldn't have started.
Yeah, I said that.
I would not have
started.
But he's your franchise quarterback. If the man say he want to play, I understand the pressure. If your starter say, "I want to play,"
I
get that. But once he started, he looked great first half.
He did.
Second half, the limping around. Me myself, that's enough for the day, son. But I know I'll take that's enough. Go get him, Josh.
Yeah. I have no
not
problem
wait
with
till
that.
It's 2 minutes left. Now
save
the day, Josh.
Josh Christ. No, it don't work like that.
Josh.
No, it don't work like that.
Then again, fellas, I know you're out there. Feel free to push that number one. Vent your frustrations. Have no problem with that. It was a terribly coached game.
It was.
Terrible decisions all the way around.
Now.
All the way around. And I don't know. I ain't mad at Matt Forte,
no.
But I don't know why he had his ballerina shoes on. Every shoestring, to touch the shoestring, oh, he got me.
Dude.
Like, dude, break a tackle, man.
Break one tackle. Hit the hole. You got a baby. I know you know how to do it. Hit the hole.
What's the dude named Carey? Ron Carey, whoever. You made him look like. The little weak side linebacker. You just made him look like a damn all-star.
You did make him look like young
Every
Ray Lewis.
Time, oh, he's getting past me. I just got to get that shoestring. Damn it, my shoestring.
It's like the boy touched the side. He had that magic touch that SpongeBob be talking about. And then, boom, the boy hit the ground. And I'm like, a professional running back in the NFL.
Break a tackle.
Break one. Not even a. Break a shoestring.
Break
tackle.
A shoestring. Right.
I'm like, dude.
Oh, he was just running like he had wings on his feet. I'm
Pro
lighter
wing.
Than that. Oh,
Pro wing.
Down.
He was running like his shoes didn't have cleats in them. Like, oh, dude. I don't want to say Matt Forte is garbage.
I'm not going to say.
But damn if
you
I
know what?
It.
Twice a season he has games like that. Twice a season he has that. Oh, my feet are made of glass.
Yeah, but it's
you know
like
he does.
The last couple games. That Redskin game.
I said twice because he was all right with the Monday night. Let's see, he was all right.
The Green Bay game?
Yeah, the Green Bay game. Hey, and thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God the discount double check got cash.
What?
Because
you're down there with them Vikings. Keep playing, Zach. Keep playing, and you'll be looking at a Viking season.
Still told you. We said 8-8. Every time you think they're going to. I'm not living.
I mean, you can't
it's
be
just,
mad. It's just what
it's
you
first
thought it
year.
Was going to be, right? So you're saying again right now, no playoffs for them. They won't even get to the wild
card. If they do, I'm happy.
No, I'm asking.
If they don't, I'm happy. I gave them no expectations.
I'm asking you now.
I gave my son. I don't know if he's smart or dumb, and I gave free reign through kindergarten. See, so we'll see. No pressure.
So, but
you
if
bring
I
home an
you,
F,
But if I ask
mad.
You, you get your son, you gave your son free range through kindergarten. But if I ask you, is he going to graduate?
Kindergarten.
Yeah.
Because I'll be happy. I think they got the talent to make the wild card,
hey man,
actually.
Look, right
honestly,
now,
I think they got the talent to make the wild
right
card.
Right now, no skipping, no if, no beating around the bush. Do the best, at least get a wild card. It's only 2 hours to the show. Oh.
Sure, I cannot say.
No,
I think
I don't
more than
know.
Not.
Okay. No.
I think, I'm not saying no. Hell with it. They're not. I'm not saying
no,
that.
I'm just asking.
They got the potential.
Yes, they
I'm
do.
Just, it's
I'm
a whole lot of wild
cards. Yes or no, right now. Give me yes or no.
I just.
Don't do it. Okay.
What do you say?
I say they'll at least make a wild card. I think they'll go, honestly, 10-6. I know I said 8-8, but this is, I mean, again, I'm sticking with 8-8. My gut and every, no, I think 9-7, one of them. 9-7,
no,
8-8.
We said 8-8.
Yeah.
Remember, we jumped up.
Yeah, we did. And but the thing is, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do think that they'll.
No defense.
No, they don't.
Though they did fare to Midland. Yeah, I just don't. I don't.
And
right now,
look,
they got the Ravens. I can't say with confidence they're going to go through the Ravens, and the Ravens are having a terrible year.
Yeah.
And I can't sit here with our confidence and say, we got this one. I think it's going to be a fight. I think every game is
yeah.
a fight.
I mean,
every game
gonna,
is a fight.
You're going to be play Dallas. Dallas is bald now. Craziest, but they're bald. They're leading that division. Didn't know that. But anyway.
They wasn't leading nothing last night. They got raped. The Saints had...
They were ready and pretty excited.
The Saints had a rape party. They went in the locker room, told Romo.
I came looking for man's butt.
I heard you're a Romosexual.
Did they not beat them around?
They did. They jerked.
They beat them around.
They jerked them so
that's
nice.
An elite team. Bears ain't an elite team.
Right. So.
They got the, like you say, the Cowboys. I cannot sit here with all the confidence and say the Cowboys will beat them. The Cowboys might go cowboying. Bears might go, I don't know. Just can't call it.
That's not in that way.
Just can't call it. I can't. It's hard to call. But then again, I'm not mad.
No, you're not.
First year, you're not supposed to be. I still think their future looks bright.
Yes.
I think the coach can recognize talent. He knows how to cultivate talent.
He does.
I am not.
He
the
turned
future.
Josh into something I've never seen. He made Josh McCown look like he could start for another team.
And it's the system, people.
Yeah,
before you get
about
to talking
say.
About,
see,
it's been people say, oh, I hate Cutler. Yeah, no, it's the system. He can work out a system that benefits quarterback
exactly.
with decent
Thank
talent.
You.
That's it. McCown got experience, and he's using experience to get through this.
Dude.
You look at him and you look at Cutler. Cutler got talent. He's got experience. He's getting by on his experience and
it's
his wit.
It's the fadeaway to Jordan. That's all it
there
is.
There you go.
Now,
there you go.
Here's what's blowing me now about people. They say, see, Josh McCown walked in and gave you a touchdown, and I said, yeah, but
in a prevent defense from Detroit.
And then I said, yeah, and Jay Cutler came back from a groin injury, missed the game, and within 5 plays gave you another touchdown. What's your point? You can't just say
– and boy, if that sack wasn't hurting.
If Cutler had 2 good balls.
If he had 2 good sacks, it'd have been some problems up in there. Because like you said, no one was stopping the receiver. They double up Marshall, Alshon, my time. He's learning so much.
He is coming up.
He is learning so much.
They got the potential to that one day be the best combination of receivers in this league.
Yep.
Not just in the division, in the league. Because those two, man. They're going to be nice.
Yep.
They're going
to
be
and
nice.
And what is it's nice to have an actual tight end.
It is.
That can block and catch. And not one or the other.
And Kellen Davis couldn't do either. That was
And Olsen only did, hey, man, I want to just think of me as a big receiver. Why should I block?
My hands blocking are too pretty to be blocking Carolina running. We got we done got off there, man. We got to take a real quick break. We'll be right back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thank you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Be thankful.
Radio. Gorillas in the mix, the mainstream team with the pro-black twist. Hard truth soldiers.
Truth Brothers Radio. And we're back, and in the second hour, we will be getting into what does poverty look like in America.
Absolutely.
Does it look like what you see on television in other places in the world? I think not. But I can't wait to get into
I got a lot of things to say about that, though.
Dead Shepherd into the building. What's up, sir? That'd be killing
you. That's the coolest thing ever, man. It's almost like get smart. Anyway, so before we jet on to everything else, and everybody.
It is. Hello, gents. I want to come in one day and just say, how's it going, Mac?
I just want to say what it is. Just see what it is, how you feeling, what's happening. And then have a rerun hat just pop up.
It comes. You said, what's up?
That's cool. He's fighting his fingers not to type gents in there. No, geez. But no, what I was about to say was we were...
Getting your Bears angst out of you there.
Yeah, oh, man, we can get out of there.
You done with the Bears?
I'm really not. But there you go.
Hey, look, say what you got to say.
Here's the thing. For everybody who's out there saying, Shoe Cutler, you're crazy. You're out of your mind.
What? Dumb.
There's no, right now, not right now, Jay Cutler, arguably the best quarterback you've had in the last decade and a half.
Decade and ever.
I don't know. Whatever. He got to give me a ring. He got to be McMahon. So whatever. Not saying McMahon was the best.
That's he's already had.
McMahon
didn't get you that ring. 46 defense got you that ring.
Same time.
I got you.
Points were being put on the board.
Forte got to get you that.
Forte.
Oh, man. Oh. Hey, I want to hear from y'all out there about this Incognito Martin story.
Yeah.
I got a lot of great info about bullying and what's going on in the NFL coupled with masculinity and macho-ness, because I just heard that one of my favorite players ever, Tony Dorsett, is suffering from those massive concussions he had back then, and no one ever was talking about concussions back then. This is one of the greatest running backs ever.
Yeah.
And he's saying that he's 59 now, and he's losing memory fast, and he's saying that he can feel himself slipping off because he's got that brain contusion from all the hits, and that just messed me up because his style of running was not confrontational,
right?
Like Earl Campbell running to you,
right?
Walter Payton running to you. Tony Dorsett was like twice as fast as both of them. He relied on his speed,
right?
And it ain't like I ain't gonna say he didn't take that many hits, but he didn't go for actual confrontation. So it's amazing how those hits build up and have this type of impact on these players.
I was watching a show and
Mark Duper too. He said the same thing.
One dude, man. I was watching the show and the guy had like little stickets everywhere to remind him because his brain he had so many concussions.
Remember McMahon said he don't even remember winning the Super Bowl. He said he don't even remember winning.
He was like,
what is this trophy doing in here?
See, now
he did. He said he was walking through the house one day. Whoa. Where the hell did this trophy come from?
Who's that guy with the headband? Who's the...
trying to rap.
Who's the funky QB right there?
Trying to rap.
That's wrong.
Oh.
Why is he hugging that dark guy?
Dumbass.
That's wrong. Oh, that's wrong. But no, the concussions ain't... We're evil. That's wrong, man. But no, McMahon did say, it ain't looking too hot. Man, I wake up, put my drawers on my head because I don't know what's happening. Like he did, you know. So that's not funny, man.
Now, Des Shepherd said, all gladiators eventually suffer the trauma of the days in the Coliseum.
Of course.
Kind of got a point.
You not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Dude, I love football. That's...
Yes. Dude, you love football because after a few months when it's over, you get the shakes of like, man,
what am I going to do with these Sundays?
Yep.
Here's when you know you love a particular sport.
When somebody
you can
you
see a play happen before it even happened.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, I love, one thing I did love was when I got to teach Candace football, because now she loves football.
Okay.
And I know I was so proud when she was able to start picking out and pointing holding calls before the flag go out or before, I was like, gone, girl. That was
your joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. My thing is, like, to me, it ain't even like I was really taught the calls. I just picked it up. Some things you pick up.
Right.
Like, okay, that don't look. And then you find out as everything goes along.
But then once you learn technique, and like I say, when we were just getting into calling a draw play from the shotgun on the one is just so stupid.
Right.
It's people who know football who get what we're saying, was just ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't believe like another thing. Well, it's just...
Well, like what you were saying about the batted pass. Why? Throw the fade.
Yeah, throw the fade. It's just... A lot of times in football, we see things as being common sense that supposedly the coaching staff says, no, it won't work.
Like going for it on fourth down in the first quarter.
I'll raise you one. Keeping Jamarcus Webb. That's just...
Boo! Fuck you, sir!
I don't even like
to hear that name.
It does not make sense. And then,
why couldn't they haze him out of the damn team?
I'm sure he was too dumb to know he was being hazed. I believe he was. He has a Brandon
ass. Me again. Where y'all at?
I believe
I'm sure Cutler used to make him sleep in the baggage area.
Probably did worse than that. That the boy's slow. He's just not all wrapped there. Now, here's the thing, though. Now, I don't know if you heard it right, but I was watching watching one of the games. They called this guy for taunting, right? Taunting, right? And then I was talking to somebody, like, when you're calling the emotion of something, and if you're losing and you're coming back, and you like, that's whatever. Mm-hmm. That happens. That's the emotion.
That's
football is exactly it's an emotional game.
You cannot play football and be dispassionate. You could coach from a dispassionate position, Some of the great ones, Tom Landry, coached from a dispassionate position. Mm-hmm. Mike Ditka did just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So when people used to tick off when they talk about Lovie Smith isn't emotional, you don't have to be emotional to be a great
Lovie
coach.
Lovie just didn't look tough. That's just what it looks.
Yeah,
tough,
but
I know. I got
there's
you.
A lot of saying. Hey, John Fox don't look tough. He can coach.
I don't know if he don't look tough, that bad. But go ahead.
I got you. But you know,
I mean, so. But the thing is, now, like we were just saying with emotion, like, you know, a game is emotional when if you win the Super Bowl, grown 360-pound men cry because they're holding the trophy. It's an emotional game, right? So
mm-hmm.
when you taking, first off, you hitting them for taunting. Then now you want to say you want to take out the fact that you can lose a touchdown for celebrating all together, like spiking the ball, all of that. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
We want to take touchdowns to get called celebrating. Let me tell you something.
The first time that would cost a team a playoff run or a game.
Exactly.
A playoff game. NFC championship game.
Mm-hmm.
You just made the greatest come from behind touchdown to take the lead with 30 seconds left. And you think they're going to pull that touchdown because you got emotional?
Even to tuck it up better than that. Dude, we down. Matter of fact, 21-18. And you got a choice. And you look at the Forte. Forte gets the ball, runs 60 yards for a touchdown. 60 yards.
Yep.
You mean to tell me that he's supposed to just drop the ball
and
with time left, he broke. He finally broke seven tackles and got to the end zone, and he's supposed to say, because it's like that, sit down and just walk, not even sit down, drop the ball down and just walk, and everybody in the stands, you're not supposed to cheer, Atlanta's not supposed to cheer. It's just great game, guys. We're out.
You want to know the biggest farce that you can't interact with, and nobody can leap into the stands unless you're the Green Bay Packers and you can, they're grandfathered into Lambeau leaping into the crowd, but don't nobody else in the league do it. That's a farce. That's a farce.
Here's my thing. I think just the patent of the name would be, you know, is what it is. Like if me, I'll just have it called the Jacksonville jump. Anything just to get, hey, no, if I want to go ahead and get in there, the Carolina crowd, you know, anything to just, hey, you got the Lambeau leap. Tell people, hey, look, if I was a professional athlete, right, and I played football, even though that wasn't my first sport, but if I played football, I would want to interact with the fans at the game because they paying, them tickets ain't cheap, first off. Second
off,
especially if you close enough to touch somebody who's going to do a leap.
Yep.
So if this gives them something that they can remember for the rest of their lives, why would you do that?
And here's something else. You want to enhance and make the game as much fun as you can for people who are going, because polls are starting to show that people are enjoying football more in their home
mm-hmm.
than going to the game. Television and football, you would think that they invent each one of them for each other. It's a perfect sport, television.
Yeah.
Unlike any other sport out there, it's perfect. It would be for television. And the whole with the gigantic screens and the high def and the surround sound, people are enjoying watching it at home more than going to the game now. It's starting to make that turn. So you want to make it, you want to make the going there as much fun as you can.
Absolutely.
Now, granted, in the 80s, when the team celebrations, when they hold teams doing dances, and that one game in Dallas where the Redskins had scored and dude wanted to run to the 50 to do the dance in the middle of the star, which almost cost a fight. I get that. You get
that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
man.
You don't. No, you're playing. Remember, we're playing gladiator thing. We're
right.
playing war. Ball
and you come
is a chess
back
game.
And you come back and do something to him. Not him,
but it almost cost a full-fledged fight. So I get that.
Okay.
But The celebrations now, leave it alone. Granted, yeah, Terrell Owens signing the football as he scored, pulling out the marker. I get what you're saying about that. Because what
there's
if...
nothing wrong with
no,
that.
They're saying, what, just what if okay. Flea got tackled and the pin messed up his ankle? Or the pin came out and went in somebody's eye because he's planning something later. So I get that. That's playing with... Say, I get that.
Okay.
But the celebrations now where people are, leave it alone. It's fine. Leave it alone. Let people's personalities come out
exactly.
A little bit.
That's the whole thing. Everybody has a personality, man. Like you, like what I didn't like thing is when it came down going to switch to the NBA, when they took these kids, before they can actually turn into being able to go a year in a pro, and even if you're a year in college, you're still a kid. You're coming out 19, 20. You're taking these kids where they can't dress a certain way. You're telling them how to now. You're not letting them get their personality. I don't like
that. No. Well, we come back from this hiatus, we're going to have a school episode that's going to just blow people's minds. Because, you know, it's amazing when you have money and then when you don't have money, how the schools train people to do different things. But that's another thing.
Yeah.
I want to ask this. 818-514-1202. I want to hear from somebody on this. Washington Redskins, it's more heat than ever on them
to change that name.
Where do you come down that? We got 13 minutes, but we go on to the next topic. I just want to hear from you. How do you feel about the Washington Redskins? Just the name, not the team. Where you at on that? Be honest.
Seriously, in all honesty, I think they should change it because it does offend people. You don't want to...
Yes, unless Pottawatomie Casino team.
Right. And it's not even... I don't even think that you should... Even if you were, you know, of Native American, that you would even... Even if you own the team, I don't think you should be able to use your own thing to get
them. No, but it would be their choice.
It would be their choice.
Again, Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, they got the Irish dude with his dukes up. That's... Their people, their image, their mascot have no problem with that.
But that's what I'm saying.
But if I own the team,
you're not going to be.
And I want to say, here come the Fighting Irish, the Fighting Drunkards, and I got him with a bottle in his hand.
That's
I'm wrong.
That's different. See, the thing is, calling somebody a Redskin to me, I find looking at it, it makes it offensive. Looking at it on the outside, looking in, it seems offensive to them. It may not be offensive to be called a Redskin.
Ooh,
so
Shepard just said political correctness is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Let's marinate.
Yeah, that's.
I don't. I think it's respect. See, if you are Irish, I shouldn't go around making Irish jokes at your expense. It's respect. Just like you're not going to come to me and come up to me after work and start trying to rub my lips together to go blah, 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 blah. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Respect. I think
right.
It's a matter of respect.
But that's what I mean. And there is a such thing as house talk. But the thing, like, this is where the conversation got heated for me. I had this conversation with somebody, and they were
right.
Well, you know, if you were upset because somebody else is calling you a Redskin, why do you guys, you know, get upset when somebody calls you the N-word that's not in your family? You shouldn't call yourself an N-word if you don't, like, and that's where I was going as far as they should change the name Redskin altogether. Even if it's a term that they use amongst themselves, I don't know. I don't know if Native Americans use the term Redskin in a derogatory way or
it ain't
whatever.
For me to get into.
But that's what I'm saying.
Unless, like I say, if they own a team and want to say that.
But see, that's the thing. If it's derogatory, and you're calling your, and you own the team, if you're a Native American and it's a derogatory term, and you're called, that's like
I agree with you.
A team
and common sense and intelligence would say that even if they own the team, they call it
right.
The Redskins. I'm with you.
Right.
On.
I feel like,
but if they
right.
wanted to say they the Warriors and had a symbol of an Indian on
right.
a horse with the, you know. Doing that's their thing.
But see,
the Blackhawks, go get the bird, because mascot is the bird.
Yeah.
take it off, take the Indian off, take it off, put the bird on there, and be cool. Again,
Cleveland Indians.
Do you know why the Atlanta Braves and the Cleveland Indians and all of them are called that? Because the Washington Redskins came out and it was so popular at the time, they all fell into another sport. But did you see the picture of the Indian on the Cleveland Indians? Well, that ain't cool.
Yeah, that's big
that ain't
smell
cool.
Engine.
Yeah, that ain't cool.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And look, they're not going to have the Jacksonville Jigaboos. They're not going to have that because they know that we are we'll tear up every purple platinum card we got. They know that we'll get all restless and it ain't even. And then you're going to make some of them football players actually might become conscious and say, hey,
that ain't cool. Right. And that's my point. You're not going to, if you were black, well, of course you are. If you own the team, knowing that calling a jigaboo, I could be in a room with a group full of us and say, the jigaboo walk in the door. Ha ha, hee hee, we all laugh.
They all right. But, and I think that's what, I kind of think that's what that Shepherd was getting at.
Right.
That family talk, I was on the job one day, all the white guys got the, you Irish this, you Italian that, you da da da. Da, 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 da. They looked at me. Nope, not playing. You're not going to. You spear chucking? Nope.
And that's
Got a racial identity. Mine's a little. I understand, but I'm not coming from the point of colonizing the world, so I can't. But then again, if I owned the Carolina Panthers, maybe my symbol wouldn't be that panther. It might be Marvel's Black Panther.
Just saying. Why?
I'm just saying it. If I owned a team and I wanted to have a culture, look, America gets nervous when we start expressing ourselves culturally.
Yes.
And I ain't talking about political correctness. If I want to, hey, on Malcolm X's birthday with a red, black, and green and go to work and still do my job, we're not having it. But if it's St. Patrick's Day, and I want to come in green with a clover on my shirt, no one's saying nothing. I have no problem with St. Patrick's Day.
No.
Do you?
Right.
But if I want to express myself culturally, as long as I ain't showing somebody killing a white person, which would be terrible, you know.
Right.
But exactly. If I want to show love for my people and my culture, I should be able to. It shouldn't hurt you. It shouldn't hurt you. It shouldn't.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And you know, and the fact that you get into all this, it reminds me of something again I heard on the radio the other day. So, listen to a popular station up here, and that was quick.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to a real popular station up here, and where we at, and a conversation about the state Illinois is recent. I think we're about to get to the school marriage or
same-sex marriage made it through the House and the Senate
and
Illinois
the governor
is about to sign.
Right.
And when they sign it, it ain't even going to take effect until next year, which is crazy to me.
But it ain't that. But next year ain't that far. We're 2 months away.
But
anyway, whole time, and then all these calls start coming into this show, man, about, yo, I'm heterosexual and this, that, and the third, but I don't think they should do it. And I'm a Christian in this, and I don't, in the Bible is that. And then I'm listening, and the more I'm listening to it, it was one woman who called that I don't call shows. I really, really don't call shows. And
don't we want you to call this show?
Yeah, of course. I mean, whatever. This was a blog talk, but either way, call in. And this one woman said it's an abomination. They shouldn't be allowed to marry. They're stopping all reproduction. It's not normal. And then she got on talking about anybody who's on welfare needs to be pistol whipped. And if you need to get if you really want a house, you'll get your three jobs to make sure that it can work. Just was going in.
Because I've mastered the whole thing called life, and if you're not paying it my way, there's something wrong with you.
And I'm sitting here, and I heard it, and I said, you know what? Matter of fact, I'll come back on the other side of this.
No, I think it's perfect because that will lead right into our discussion on poverty.
Exactly.
So when we come back, we will be getting into what does poverty in America look like. I think you might be surprised. True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio.
You can tell me.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Relationships can seem like an eternity.
You asshole! What were you doing with my sister in that hot tub?
Relieve the pressure.
Ice.
Chill that bitch out with ice. A diamond's forever, but your relationship might not. A diamond is love. Rock hard and frozen in time. Luckily, most women are shallow and materialistic.
Oh, a diamond! So you do love me.
Nothing says I love you like a lump of carbon, my wage slaves in Angola.
I don't even know what I was mad at you about. Do you want a blowjob?
Passion. It can be purchased, and it can be overpriced. Ice available and very expensive at Decock Diamonds.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we got the chat room up. Somebody go in there and talk to that chef. The man is in there by himself. Some company.
Just had to put that. That's nobody's business.
Answer the citizen. It's a full-fledged party.
Whatever. It's
raining diamonds.
That over there. But anyway, before we ended the first half, I was telling a story about what happened on this radio station that was up here that we listened to, and the woman that was saying that everything from the people who are on welfare, pistol whipped, and gay marriage, and all these other really boneheaded opinions that she had forced me to call the show. And I called like 39 times straight, didn't get through, and whatever. But since I couldn't get through on her show or that show, I'm going to voice all my opinions that I had on my show.
Isn't that nice?
Show, right?
Isn't that nice to have that option?
Here's my thing. One, the lady said that the Bible was this thing that that tells you that abomination and everything, or that being homosexual and all this is wrong, it's abomination. Lady, really, really read your Bible, because your Bible condones slavery, it has incest in it, it condones rape and
genocide,
and if you should be putting your claws together. If you like football, you're going to hell because you're not supposed to have big skin. All of these things in your Bible, but you pick the one thing that has nothing to do with you and say, now see, this is the problem. Lady, if you're heterosexual, that's your, you know, like I'm heterosexual. Big brother over there, we're heterosexuals. But we don't care what another person does in their own bedroom. That's your thing. That's their thing. They want to be gay and live their life. That's on them.
Amazing. Amazing. We're supposed to be free.
Right.
What that freedom
can do. But see, then she want to say what's normal. Who told you what was normal? You only know what you've been taught. what was normal. That's what got me the
only
best.
Way you can tell what's normal is you have to see other people on the outer fringes.
Exactly.
To say, the bell curve people.
Exactly.
Got to be two ends on the other side.
You have to have something to compare it to know what's normal or not. You only know what's normal because of what you were taught to believe was normal. Hey,
people monogamy is normal.
Exactly.
There's other places in the world that would differ.
I take it a step further. Black people and white people weren't supposed to get together because that was normal.
Supreme Court said that wasn't normal.
Exactly.
Till it changed. They said riding the back of the bus and stealing our money, bashing us in the head was normal. Then they said, oh, well, I guess it's not normal. Since y'all want to keep margin.
Right.
Using up all of our water. Spraying y'all down.
They said that, hey, those people with the big lips deserve their own fountain. We'll piss in it and everything, but it's their fountain. Ours is better.
Said so it's separate, but it's equal. Though you can look at it, your fountain is made from granite, nice, white, pristine, clean water. Ours got hard water stains, rust, and it's connected to the urinal on the other side of the wall. You would never drink out of our fountain, but it's equal. That was normal. That was normal.
So my point was to that one statement, lady, you're stupid. You cannot go and tell people what's normal or not. That was first. Then I went on to the Bible thing. That was second.
You know what else was normal?
Huh?
You know what else was normal?
What else was normal?
Oh, Johnny just turned 13. Time to marry her off. That was normal
in
at one
Bible.
Point.
Even in your Bible.
There it is.
That
she
was
is
normal.
Nice and 13. Just got the red dot. Time to ship her off for a cow and a bull. That was normal.
Because daddy needs to pull that grass up.
That shepherd said... The earth was flat.
That was
normal. If you said, hey, the earth is round, get out of here. Burn him. He must be a witch. Look at him doing math. Let's burn him. That was normal.
Religion.
You know what else was normal? Let's have our feast in the same room with live cows, chicken, and livestock. That was normal.
What else was normal? Giving them natives. No, what is normal is believing that this man came on a boat and discovered a place where everybody was here already.
That was normal.
We celebrate that.
As he took back the children to sell off. That's what he did. Child trafficking.
That was normal.
Columbus was normal.
Yeah.
Don't matter. They're red. Doesn't matter.
And that's, dude, that's what blew me.
Hey, Hot Topic showed up.
What blew me about that was the fact that.
That shepherd is clowning.
What did he say else is normal?
He say, the Greeks were big timing in that man boy love. That was normal. See how it went full circle? Normal. Normal is a real funny word.
It is, isn't it?
It's funny
word. It's the craziest word because, first off, you being black was a curse, and that wasn't normal. So
you know what's normal now? Female orgasm. That's normal. Couple of decades ago, that was unheard of. They said you were having problems. You were frantic. Gave women pills to calm you down because you got all of these orgasms built up and can't get them out.
In itself. Now.
Back then, you'll go blind.
Dude.
Get hairy palms.
Did you know that cornflakes was invented to try to keep kids from masturbating?
But
no joke.
We're going to glue these cornflakes to your hands, just saying. But notice, it became, they're great.
Yeah.
They break off after
a
while.
You know how they got frosted? But true story about cornflakes. Kellogg, man. Read your books, man.
Yeah, no, Kellogg used to have a health spa, and I'm using air quotes in that, up there in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
The whole cereal thing was a side hustle. Go ahead. I digress.
But the fact that this black woman was on this show, on that show, saying what was going not with blew me to the point where when she got into people who are on welfare, and first off, she kicked it off by saying, "If you think that the because before I'm getting ahead of myself, it was talking about the upcoming election coming up here, and Pat Quinn picked his running partner. That was part of it.
Paul Vallis.
Yeah. Whatever. Don't care. I mean, he should have picked a sister, but whatever. Second thing was they were talking about the Obama health care. Sister didn't like that, right? Because she went to say, hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't vote for him both brand. So, and she said they, being her, only voted for him because he was black. And I said, no,
who?
I wanted to call. Because I'm like...
Obama?
Yes. Here's what I wanted to say. Lady, maybe people did say, you know what? If McCain got in there that year, maybe we'd be a little screwed right now because he was the choice of those. Because I don't want a president. I don't want to be in a land. He don't make it. Sarah Palin's your president.
And the first thing they tell Sarah on the first day is, hey, Sarah, here's the desk. Get comfortable. Kick your heels up. Whatever you do, don't push that red button.
You mean this one?
That button. The red candy-like looking button. Don't push that button.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
But again, that the when
fluff.
She was retarded.
She's
now,
a fluff.
The second thing was, I'm like, okay, everybody who has everything bad to say about the president right now, you'd be begging that man to be president if McCain or Mitt Romney were ever
McCain,
to be president.
Who came out with a mic check. Hey, y'all, this is a mic check. John McCain.
Yes.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Oh, it's just a joke. Hey, don't get upset. I'm old.
My shoulder, but I'm like y'all don't good. You actually have it now, but I digress. Now then, this one lady said that man, we were lied to. He should apologize to us for telling us keep our plan or whatever, right?
Because everybody lost their plan. You know what? This is what makes me sick, people.
Yeah, go ahead, get it out.
Nothing. Nothing is 100%. Nothing. Nothing. The man said, if you got a plan, you can keep it. He didn't mean to say, if you got a plan that's ripping you off and crapping,
yes,
you can keep it. There are a lot of reasons why a lot of these people are losing their so-called plans. They all of a sudden love so much because the plan that they had was a ripoff. Oh. And the law states, you got to have a better plan.
Yes.
So the company say, well, we can't keep jerking you around. That was normal.
Dude.
That was normal.
That was part.
Now, because of the dark guy, we got to give you a plan that might actually help your camp.
Yes, you're going to pay a little more.
Maybe. Some of them even doing
that. But here's the thing. If you do, instead of getting that wooden fake leg, you're going to get the real type.
Right,
what
but here's
that?
The when they, well, I have to pay more. Here's why some of people are paying more. The deductibles went up because the payments went up because some people's deductibles was okay. If you need to use our plan, once you spent the first $12,000, our plan to kick in, and it'll only cost you $120 a month.
That's all.
Now you'll have a deductible of $500. Now we got to charge you $220. But the plan I actually do now.
Yeah. And then, but see, people
hate people.
Again, the same thing I was saying the whole time I'm listening to this woman talk on this show. They didn't let me through.
Oh, which, no. They knew it was you.
Yeah, that, yeah, of course. They had a feeling that, nah, he's a dog who probably knows what he's going to say. So, whatever, right? Then, after that, the lady says, let's get on these welfare people.
Here we go. What does poverty look like in America?
I knew that'd come back around.
Go ahead.
So, she says, before I even state my statement, I don't want to make her sound like she was ignorant by the way she talked.
Mm-hmm.
She knew how to pronounce the words.
Of course.
She was very of that area where only a certain group of people live. So,
I'm sorry. That shepherd is cutting up. Yeah, he say, what's normal? White president was normal. He's right. You have a new normal now.
No.
Yeah, you voted for him twice. That's a trend.
That's it. What happened to trends?
That's
fast.
It. You voted for him twice. That's a trend. And now Marty Booker is in the Senate. He know he's looking to, I'm a slide in. I know how to talk to you.
I was going to get in there, both. But, hey, whatever. So anyway, the lady says, if you're sitting at home,
mm-hmm.
and it's not fair to me that I have to pay more because mm-hmm. you don't want to work three jobs
mm-hmm.
and lost your education
mm-hmm.
and didn't want to do anything with your life,
mm-hmm.
so now I got to pay more to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted your house, instead of getting that free housing thing you're getting, go work three jobs. Now, here's where Devon raised his hand. Oh, go ahead.
Tell them, I don't mean to. I'm going to finish your statement.
Go ahead.
But I want to set something up real quick. Poverty.
Yeah.
Before we get in, because we're about to jump into this, it looks like in America.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick look at what it looked like in other places in the world real quick so we can compare and contrast.
Absolutely.
You've been up looking at Comedy Central at like 1 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
They show up the Blues Brothers. You're like, I ain't seen the Blues Brothers in a while.
Good old Belushi.
Yeah, and then the commercial come on, and it's that white man who's got the, yes, and he's got the bald head, and he's got the little South American kid, and there's always a girl on his lap, and his hands is just conveniently cupped right at the wrong area.
And he's flies around them.
And he's explaining on how for 15 cents a day, less than what you spend on your Starbucks, you rich bastard, you can support this girl for 10 years. And she's like, would you please get this man off, get me off his lap because he's putting his fingers where they don't belong. I don't like that dude. He's creepy. And then they'll show her. Then they show the kids in Africa, of course.
Yeah.
They don't never show Croatia.
Oh, no, no need to.
No, but they'll show you.
And see, because only it's blacks the,
it's
are
the,
suffering.
Right, it's the kids, and you count every rib, and they too hungry to grow hair, and their hair, they got afro, but it's flies.
Yeah, and it's naps.
Right.
Little patches in their
hair. Right. And it's,
we
and
call
it's,
them patches.
And you always see them with a, they getting a bowl, and they getting just a bowl of grain, no milk. No, just grain.
Yeah.
Don't make it into nothing.
You can see his whole kneecap
grain.
He's bending down to get it.
Yes, and you see him pulling. He's tug-of-war with a fly for a piece of bread.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you that's what poverty looked like all over the world.
Right.
And it's true.
Yeah, those are real situations.
America, a little different. This is one of the most richest nations on earth.
I can believe that.
I'm one of the most powerful nations on earth. Getting to that America number one, rah, 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 because we could make an argument about who's doing in other parts
Happy
of the world.
Happy Veterans Day, too, to everybody. Happy Veterans Day to you, too, man.
But this is one of the richest nations in the world.
Absolutely.
This is one of the most powerful nations in the world.
Would not disagree.
There are hungry people here, people.
Mm-hmm.
There are starving people here. There are malnourished, malnutrition people here. They just don't look
the one that you see
what
at
you
3
see on 3 in the morning.
Right.
That international, just through UNICEF, international aid, they don't have to drop nothing. Oh, good evening, Tony. They don't have to drop nothing here. They ain't got to drop it here.
Because
they're killing you in other ways.
By giving you that blood cholesterol.
Right.
But go ahead.
See, when you in and maybe people who are listening may not recognize what poverty in America look like, because this is a weird, different type place. This is like poverty in Asgard, where you can be broke, dollar gym shoes on.
Yeah,
it's happening. It's real.
Yeah,
you've heard that term, chasing the Joneses. Who wants to be like? You want to chase the Joneses? Who want to be like the Joneses? Chasing the people next door.
Right,
and people who are lower on the totem pole are trying to be like the people that's higher on the totem pole. Therefore, poor people are trying to live like the middle class. The middle class is trying to live like 1%, and the 1% just run it all.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? So instead of the 1% reaching down to make sure we got a strong middle class, and the middle class reaching down to make sure that we have a nice level to where no one else will fall below this level.
Yeah.
Instead, we keep kicking one another. We turn around and kick in the poor face.
Because everybody wants to say, I'm better than you.
Exactly. Well, here, you have malnourished people in America.
Yeah.
They're just not real thin with the big heads and the ribs. They're all 50. Yes, you have obese. You have obese, starving people in America. You know why? Because you eat McDonald's 24/7. You eating down at the Rib Shack, Jones Barbecue Foot Massage.
Eating the Brontosaurus.
You getting the Brontosaurus burger. But there's no Whole Foods in your neighborhood. You're not eating vegetables and fruit. I know people who will argue you down about eating fruit. I don't like that.
It don't taste like nothing.
I don't like real. I don't like that. Give me some. If I want some fruit, I eat some Nihilators.
Jolly Rancher.
Or Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, no.
So just comparing and contrasting. You can go ahead and finish, because we're gonna keep hitting on that the rest of the night.
I totally agree with you, because I see it all the time, man. I mean, I saw one. Who was I talking to? A guy who he has one of those health stores. You know, he don't own it. He just goes
right
to it a lot. Let me say that. He goes to a health store consistently, all the time. He's always in there getting this organic. Not saying organic is you know, wrong. It's of course it's not wrong. I just, me personally, I don't like organic food. It does not taste. I had some of it. I eat it. But choose not to.
Hey, myself, shout out to Lonnie. Lonnie loved that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big boy Lonnie. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned. I don't eat organic food, but Lonnie taught me what I could do with the food I do eat and say, yeah, this is the same thing. You can
dig
do
it.
This.
Right.
Like me, I'm big on fruit. I love fruit.
Yeah.
Plus, I run and I play ball and I exercise a lot. So, therefore, not that I'm good, because, I eat red meat. I'm not going to lie. Who don't like
most America does. It's okay.
So the thing is, though, I'm watching somebody who, give me these. When you go into the store, do a list of like ding dongs, all this stuff they don't need. Put it like this. Have you ever been to a store and you watch the big overly obese guy get in the cart, right? Not the pushing cart. They get in a motorized joint, right?
Right.
And go straight to the cookout.
Mm-hmm.
And load that joint up with...
Got those legs.
Yeah.
That just, you look like a giant stuffed animal at the carnival.
Yeah. And you asking to yourself, like me, I'm an ass. We've all said this. I'll say to myself, why is his ass over there? Why ain't he getting diet water? He don't need anything that has to do with sugar, smacks, or steak, or just stay away. You don't even, you know when you go in a grocery store, you pass up fruit first. Notice every grocery store you go to.
I was just finna break that down.
You pass up, you have to go past the fruit as soon as you go
in.
And
that's a trick.
Yeah.
That's a trick. In those stores, you hit the door with your cart. First thing they got, produce, fruits, vegetables, this and that. You go hit that, boom, 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 boom. That's in your cart. As you're making your way through the store, you're hitting all the crap next, putting that on top of the fruits and vegetables. So when you get to the checkout line, the first thing you take off, pop, chips, this, that. You're swiping, paying for everything, because if you come up short or you start looking like, ooh, it's getting kind of high, now what's left? Apples, strawberries, greens, lettuce, that stuff can go because I'm a little over.
But need that sausage on me pizza.
And that stuff is already bagged in the neck. The dude done bagged that, put it in there waiting for you.
No need for you to pull that triple neck pig snout out. We need that.
We've paid for that.
That's
pig skull.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Gotta have my pig skull.
So that's got to brew. But we got to call about it.
Yep. Dead Shepherd, you on, bro. What's going on?
Man, I can't believe the switchboard isn't lit up tonight, you guys. What's going on?
It gets a little surreal.
It is. Look, here's the deal. Hey, how you doing, Tony? Good to see you. Hope you had a good time at that premiere. Here's the deal. There's only one kind of poverty, and this is coming from what some would term as an affluent white person, okay? When I was very young, we were on welfare for a very short period of time. I was too young to remember. So my whole life, I've never been a day without a meal. Never been a day without a roof over my head. Never been homeless. None of those things. But there's really only truly one kind of poverty. That's poverty of knowledge, poverty of consciousness, and poverty of awareness. And I'm not trying to wax deep philosophical on you guys, but here's the thing. I think the same damn thing when I see that 400-pound son of a bitch driving around on the electric cart at Walmart. It pisses me off. And then I have days where I go, you know what? Maybe there's a good reason why he chooses to stay that fat. But then there's other days when I go, he has just as much free will as I do. I haven't eaten meat for 10 months. December will be a year. It takes a tremendous amount of discipline to do that. And I'm not saying that because I want somebody to pat me on the back. All I'm saying is you can make changes in the way you think. But it isn't easy. It's simple, but it isn't easy. And we have bred 2 to 3 generations of lazy, apathetic people who are nothing more than spiritual, social, and mental titty babies. They have to be held by the hand 95% of the time to even exist in this world. And we're paying for that right now.
Nice. Ooh, can't argue with the man right there. That he broke off a bit of truth on Truth Brothers. But part of it is our thinking.
Thanks,
and
that
he's
call,
right.
Death Shepherd.
Yeah. And it's called psychological poverty. It's generational. If you are taught by your parents that here's how you get the WIC, here's how you get the food stamps, hey, not knocking it. My parents was on food stamps for a hot minute.
Yeah.
My parents, hey, I got the free cheese. I got the peanut butter. We've had those shows. But at the same time, when I was a kid, my dad came home, hey, here's some mangoes. Ever had a mango? Cut them up.
Right.
Had that. Hey, here's a pomegranate. My dad was into pomegranates before pomegranates were cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you dig me? In 75, my dad would crack open a pomegranate, and we would sit on the couch watching TV and eat pomegranate seeds. Because he kept trying to expose us.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go in the store just for giggles. There's a coconut. And he'd take the coconut, bring it to us, and shake it. You could hear the coconut milk.
Yep.
Put it in the cart.
Yeah,
didn't know nothing about a coconut. He put it in the cart. We don't figure it out. We don't eat it.
Yeah.
All that. He brought kiwis. He brought all kind
Love
of stuff.
Kiwis.
Just to put you on to it. When I had my children, when they were babies, I used to love coming home with a nice basket full of fruit. Baby, 2-3 months old, sitting on my strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you, this is a strawberry. This is what God gave for the baby. This ain't going to hurt the baby. Similac.
Yep.
Could be a problem.
All that steroid and that Similac
right.
Giving them.
So I give them,
okay.
Give them strawberries. Give them lemons. Let them taste the different flavors. The sweet. That's what you're supposed to
and
do.
And you know what's real quick,
but
though?
As he was saying about go ahead. Thinking, dude, if you grow up in a food desert and you're all you know is hot fries and hot Cheetos, you don't know no better. And that's the thing. They get you young and mess up your brains young, don't know no better.
Dude.
If you do got a WIC or if you do get food stamps or the link card and your local grocery store don't have nothing, or it's the corner store where the dude is putting his thumb on the scale, meat is not red anymore, it's brown.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Thing is, it's just so much stuff about what you just said I got to go back and touch on. First off, the thing, you got to understand your corner stores are not actual corner grocery stores no more. These are stores where you can get your Flamin' Hot and Cheese to your kids and buy it with the link card,
yep.
with your WIC card, with your food stamp,
yep.
whatever your situation may be. So if you as a parent are saying, you hungry, go get you some Flamin' Hots. Go get you some of this, some of that. And then why is it that your corner stores have taken all the, how many corner stores you know, really, not grocery stores, just your corner stores sell fruit?
How good looking you know? Fruit anyway. I know some of the in the Latino neighborhoods,
oh, yeah.
they have some. I ain't all that good. Aunt Cactus just entered the building and she said that Chicago has some of the largest food deserts in America. That's true.
Absolutely. That's why they're probably putting that Whole Foods in the middle of an area.
I think that's an experiment.
You know,
but good on Whole Foods.
Right.
When I heard it, I didn't believe it. I got to take my hat off to them.
We'll see
what
they do.
I hope that works.
We'll see what
happens.
Don't
rob the Whole Foods.
Don't put GDN on the side of the Whole Foods.
No. Let them thrive, please. That's going to help your children.
But see,
don't slang, don't grind in front of the Whole Food, please.
Don't just stand out there. But
I got to say, it's going to take your whole paycheck. Damn. Whole Food ain't cheap. But hey, this is a great, hey, link, they're going to take your link.
They will. So just go ahead, do what you've been doing to get your link, and go in there and get your Whole Foods. Now, don't, something else you're saying, not only are we being trained to be obese because of what we eat, our activities are out the window. They're making everything so to get off a couch no more that's another reason. You're not exercising. I remember, it's crazy, I was talking to one of my boys the other day, and we were just sitting there talking like, man, we used to play outside for hours. When we used to get told you can't go outside,
yep.
that was the end of the world to us. Like, you couldn't go play with your friends. You was like, huh. But you tell a kid now, you're not going outside. I wasn't planning on anyway.
I'm going to play this game.
For 44 hours.
I don't have to go play football. I'm going to play football on this Xbox.
There you go.
And I'm great at it. You see my avatar? He looks awesome.
And he's got muscles. Not the ones that I'm planning on building with these weights in here. No, no. I'll just design them to have them.
Did you hear? Hostess is back. Twinkies are back.
When you get excited, because I've heard people get excited. Man, can you
on the radio.
Reason. You know what? Here's what irritates me, man. You ever been at a restaurant and you see a group of galoops sitting next to you, man? These
yep.
fat.
What are they called?
Galoops.
The galoops. Galoops are parents to sloths.
Yes.
Galoops are parents to sloths.
Fat sloths who just sitting there breathing with respirators because you don't take care of yourself. And then you turn back around, and what's the first thing you order? You want to get the triple decker cheese steak because that's going to help you, right?
From Baba. Damn it. Yep, I called him out. From Baba. You got a store full of Muslims. They got Mecca on the wall. And they selling you barbecue pig nuts. There's something wrong. Just saying.
up. He's not lying, people. He's not lying. But anyway, I digress, right? So you order that, then you wondering why your kid keeps falling asleep in class because he's in a diabetic coma. But on top of that, you dance, like, I don't like people, you dance right when your food's coming. Like, you won't exercise, but when they roll in that dessert tray past you, you get a little wiggle in your feet. That's a problem to me.
Dig that. Real quick, I'm going to just start with a couple of facts, just for the hell of it. Just for the hell of it. This is the 2013 poverty guidelines for the lower 48 states. I'm not going to get to Alaska and Hawaii. That's a higher cost of living, especially in Hawaii. You got to have loot to live in Hawaii, period.
I'm sure.
But we're just going to go by a family of three. Three and four. That's your average family.
Right.
Three and four, right? So a family of three. This is what the working poor is making. A family of three that pulls in $19,000. $19,530 a year.
Win it.
That's the working poor.
Wow.
$19,000.
Anything under that is uncivilized.
A family of four. $23,000. What is that? $13 an hour?
If that.
More or less?
Yeah, around that area, yeah.
$13 an hour, and that's not for a family of four.
Here.
And here.
Uh-huh.
Here.
You take that. Go ahead.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell a family that's making $23,000 a year that they need to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
They need to work harder. Everybody's got a story of somebody supposedly taking advantage of the food stamp system, the link card, and all of that. They always tell these stories. Everybody's got a story. But do you know that the food stamp program has the lowest level of fraud in all of the government? Their fraud levels is only like 2 to 3%.
Right.
That's why everybody who tells this story about, you know, somebody who's getting over on these everybody talks like that, just like everybody talks about how they're getting paid, but they're not.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. It's easy to pick on people who are getting food stamps. I know somebody who was just talking about that, yet they are the working poor. And they're talking about how that system should be cut and this and that.
Right.
And you're talking about you're going against your own self-interest. If anything, you should be signing up.
Exactly.
You should be signing up to who you feel doing less than you.
Because they want to, again, this country thrives on knowing that it's better than somebody else. They have a need to want to know that they're better than somebody else.
Yep. Deb Shepard just said there is no shortage of anything on this planet. There is only hoarding and class envy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's absolutely right. You know that we pay farmers not to grow certain things. We pay farmers to grow certain things. They manipulate the market, keep prices at a particular level by telling them what to grow and what not to grow. They'll pay some farmers not to grow a particular crop.
Yeah.
Because if they're... Their shepherd just said tobacco is subsidized.
Yeah.
Milk is subsidized.
Yeah.
Here's my problem. Apple, like my iPod, like Apple, no problem. Nice company. They ain't paid a damn thing in taxes. For 2012, didn't pay a damn thing. And they're not going to pay nothing this year. When Fortune 500 companies are sitting there not paying fair share in taxes, stop talking about poor people.
Yeah.
Till some of these companies pay what they owe, tell me about poor people. Don't tell me about somebody making $10,000. I don't care he don't have any ambition. There's some people. Look, in the perfect world, everybody ain't going to want to do something. There's going to be somebody who say, hey, I got a bedroom loft that the government paid for And this is fine. If that's fine by you, whatever. Whatever. There's most people want more. Most people want to work and get more. I like watching my progression of growth over the years. Like Dead Separate said, we all can't be toilet cleaners.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else about poor education and how you pick things. There's a particular police department on the East Coast that didn't give a guy a job because they said he was too smart for the test.
Mm-hmm.
Said he was too smart. He to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, they're right, you're too smart for this. They said that they want their cop to have a particular intelligence level, because if they're too smart, it ain't that they would solve crimes better. It ain't that they would do the due diligence better. They would want to move on and do something else. That was the rationale. That was the rationale, that they would want to go off and do something else. They got you so in love with Puffy and Jay-Z and rich people that you sympathize and cry for them when they say, we're paying too much in taxes. You cry for them.
And say it ain't.
They believe you're going to be one of them. I got news for you. 99.9% of the people who can hear my voice right now, we're all not going to be millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean you can't be well off. That don't mean you can't have what you need and have some of what you want. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be rich. But at the same time, I shouldn't say, well, when I'm rich, I don't want to pay nothing either. So that's why I don't want them to pay nothing. If you're rich and you got it going on, you should be happy to help those who helped you get there.
Yeah, once you overcome, you're supposed to help others come over. But see, the thing about that, again, we're a nation. Thrives on knowing that you're better than some. They don't want you. Everybody says, hey, man, there's enough for everybody to eat. But nobody really believes that. Or they could believe it. They just don't want it to be enough for everybody to eat, because then this society is based on just not, like I said, not simply just knowing that you're better than somebody else, but taunting you with the fact of, no, you'll never have upper crust.
Yep.
And they love dangling that carrot in front of your face.
Yeah, and say, why can't we be free? Why can't we? They call it libertarianism. Rand Paul.
Yep.
All these. Yep. Look, if I have a business and I don't want to serve black people, that should be my right. No, not when my taxes are paying for the roads that's going
time,
to your.
At a certain point in time, that was normal.
Right. Look, Des Shepherd said, no one is better or less than. In a sense, there's some people who are better at society, at depending on what we're talking about.
That guy,
I get on the basketball court, Michael Jordan's better than me, even today.
Right.
Even today.
Even 50-year-old Mike could take me.
Right. But there's some skills that I'm better than Michael Jordan at.
Monogamy. No, I'm just being me.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah. But
enjoy, man.
No. But, you know, everybody is better. Everybody has skill sets. Everybody. But we don't set up the society to bring people up to their fullest potential.
No.
But certain class of people, i.e. the poor, poverty, and we teach them in the schools, we got a class system to set up for you to obey. We tell you what this is, you say yes. We tell you to go over there, you say yes. We're not telling you to think. We're teaching you to obey.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be drones in these factories. Do you know Mitt Romney went to China, saw Botcon, that's the gigantic facility that make iPads, Apples, and every other type of device you can think of. This place has barbed wire along the roof of the place, because people were going there and jumping off and committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's great. That's the people in the building, the people who live there, because they're going to work their shift, get some sleep, go back, work their shift. Get some sleep, go back, work their shift. He thought that this was wonderful, that we got, that they got a society of people that just droned. And he thought that that was awesome. He thought it was great. So what do you think they want for you? What is their aspirations for you?
See, you want to be honest, man. You want the truth. Here's what I believe. I believe not only do they want you to think that you're smarter, or even let's just say they want you to be smart, but they also want you to believe that you can't, even no matter how hard you make or how hard you try, you will never get this level. And that itself is going to make you believe.
They steer you to believe your pathways to prosperity. Basketball,
yeah.
Drug dealing,
or rapping. Yeah, absolutely. But see, that's the thing.
That ain't even for black people. That's for poor people.
Yeah,
they make sure that the people in the projects,
now.
Right.
It's no black, it's no white. It's all about class.
There
now.
You go.
You're white. The white people who was like, man. Well, I don't want to. How do I say this? Okay, the people who was thinking that, oh, man, it's black thing. There is no black and white thing no more. There is a class thing.
You either have
or you don't. Or you're getting
There's still a race thing, but it easily mixes with the class thing. Look, you know, I want to go get my Infinity worked on. They don't look at me like, who is this Negro?
Mm-hmm.
They say, how you doing, sir? We've got Cafe Ole over there and scones. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. We service your vehicle because they want me to buy another one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to treat me as less than because money trumps race in the right areas.
Yeah.
In the right areas.
Unless you come from a place that already has money.
Right.
Your little money means nothing to them.
Exactly. Now, if I wanted to go into the Bentley dealership, they're going to look at me like, oh, excuse me, these aren't public bathrooms. Bentley?
Yeah.
He can probably afford it. They don't. Middle class people, you can dress how you want.
Yeah.
But middle class people ain't buying a Bentley. Ain't buying a Ferrari. So they'll look at you and they'll make the class distinction. And then race could kick in. Hey, these dreads. First off, do you rap?
No.
Okay, we don't have public bathrooms. Right.
No. All right. Well, we don't keep changing here, sir, so we need you to get out of here. Let's scoot. Yeah, you're absolutely
right. There you go.
Our
cactus say we're sounding a lot like socialists. She's laughing.
Yeah.
But hey, you know
it's
what?
True,
everybody should have a chance to come up to their fullest potential. I don't believe in fullest potential and hit a glass ceiling. No doubt. I don't believe in full socialism. That's bad. I don't believe in full democracy. That's bad. I don't believe in full capitalism. That's awful.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in full communism. No way. I don't mind taking, little bit. Don't mind having a capitalistic society with regulations because you like to put toxic waste in my water. See, there's a part of Chicago known as the Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
It was littered with so much toxic waste, lack of regulations,
mm-hmm.
that they decided to pick a group of poor people because that's where they were, and they dumped all the toxic waste over there. There's parts of the South that gets dumped on with pollution and toxic waste because capitalism felt like these people are less than and we can run over them. So, no, I believe in, you can have some capitalism with some regulations sprinkled in there, with a little socialism sprinkled in there. If you want, I want my health care to be socialist. Everybody. Nobody needs to die of cancer. Nobody
right.
needs to die of diabetes. People dying of diabetes is just plain wrong.
Absolutely.
The whole business of these dialysis centers all sprout up and flourish in the black community.
Oh, where else you thought it was going to go?
Because we love our pig skulls.
Where else?
Pig skulls and annihilators.
And you were, and I was doing that, man. It's the saddest thing to see, man. Like, and you know what's worse is seeing a kid on it, and the kid don't know no better. He don't know. You know what I'm saying? He don't know why he has to be hooked up to this machine 8 hours.
Don't know.
Get his blood drained, and it's not
because an apple was just offensive.
Right. And you're shoving.
Talking to the parents.
Yeah, no, because it's not the kid's fault. Like, real quick, man. I used to do dialysis.
Oh, that Shepard gotta have that fat back.
Oh yeah.
No, I thought before a second I thought he said gotta have that fat black.
No. we all love that, man. I mean, how many times have you seen the Crisco oil can sit on the side next to that fryer?
Yeah.
So you know what that lard does. You know it's clogging that artery. But, hey, if you get whatever makes the meat taste better, huh, people?
Yep. Just salad out my face.
Nope.
And at the same time, I'll make a joke. Girl, hey, get that salad out of my face. Girl, they talk about taking my toes.
I'll put a shoe over it.
You're not allowed my toes.
Yeah, like.
If I don't feel something, I'll stomp it back in the feeling. I'll be all right.
Go twerk at the Juicy. Go twerk at the Juicy. But
one of my best friends, man, is having to do dialysis now, and it breaks my heart. And he's dealing with it. But all he wanted was Harold's chicken with extra salt. You can't do that, man. This is my boy. I love this. This is my brother. We've been tight since the third grade.
Right.
You can't do that.
But you know what, though?
And then make a laugh about how I thought my liver would go before. No, man, that ain't funny. That ain't funny.
You know what's crazy, though? They would go to the doctor, and the doctor would tell them, man, you'll be all right, but you can't do this. No,
this is what I can't compromise on. No more pig snouts. I got to have my pig snout.
I can have pork chops, but I can't have the snout.
Got to have the snout,
Nah,
got to have the snout.
So this is the part that gets me. The doctor would tell you, man, the alcohol, you should cut back, but it's cool. You're this here, you should cut back, but it's cool. But you cannot put this on your burger no more. You can't put 47 pickles on your burger no more.
Need that.
You can have a burger. You just can't put pickles on it.
How about turkey? No, turkey's nasty. I had a dude ask me today. He was like, man, you really don't need any pork. No, man, I don't need any pork. But, dude, how do you not enjoy a nice BLT? I'm like, dude, they make turkey bacon.
No.
Yeah, BLT. Put some turkey bacon on there. I'm just go along with my life.
Turkey bacon.
Like,
somebody say that, man. Turkey bacon don't fry good.
It don't shrivel up right in the pan. It don't shrivel up right.
It don't have that crunchy pop that I like. Yeah, somebody did.
People got to look. The back on the poverty thing. We got to realize in a country this affluent, you can't be looking at particular things and making judgments about them, because there's a dude right now. He's 18 years old. He's working at Target. He's making $14 an hour
at Target.
Yeah,
I need that. Oh yeah.
Just saying.
Go ahead.
He's making $14 an hour, and he's got a nice young wife. They got a baby. She might be working. She might not be working.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a nice 2006 Impala in his parking space at his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Stop looking at the Impala and making a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Cars today don't rust back in the day. Cars today, if you take care of them, don't rust. Cars today, you can find a 2002 that looks excellent,
yeah,
just like you can find a 2013. So stop looking at the things that you've been programmed to look at to measure what somebody is supposedly worth and letting that throw you off.
Because
they're struggling.
Right. Who's to say that the car wasn't given to him as, hey, man, look, I know you got to get around. So here, this is your dad's old car.
He's 19. He's 19.
I know, I'm just saying.
A 2002 Impala, that's $1,000.
If that.
So that ain't, it ain't like he's blowing the wad.
No, I, and
cars today, stop looking at that. Stop looking at that. Stop looking at his,
but see,
at his clothes. We live in a rich nation. He went and got some knockoff clothes. He kept his clothes nice.
There you go. It's not, see, people think that a lot of times what you wear is it has to look expensive. Clothes don't really, you can't, I couldn't tell the difference between some name brand jeans and some knockoffs if you put them two pairs
there you go.
The same in front of my face.
There you go.
I couldn't tell you.
And, personally, black people and Louis Vuitton, I just hate y'all, period. Because you got to have Louis everything and give me a break.
Amen.
That man ain't put a dollar one in your pocket. Because Louis Vuitton is the biggest employer of the black community.
I love him.
Love? Do you really? You love Louis like
that? Louis Vuitton belt on right now.
I see it.
Yeah.
Whatever. But you got to swap me.
Hey, my choice.
There you go.
That's my choice.
We are, no. When you see the swap meets doing so well, that's because people are trying to get by.
Yeah.
You've got people pulling up in Lexuses.
At the swap meet.
Going to the swap meet, going to the food pantry.
Well, yeah.
We've done, there's a special around Thanksgiving. And around Christmas, we used to be a part of a food drive that was given by a local organization around here. We did that. Matter of fact, the first time we unveiled Truth Brothers was there.
Yeah.
And there were people coming up to get the food giveaway, the food pantry, and the free turkeys. They were pulling up in Lexuses, Lincolns. And you're looking at that and you're making a judgment, but you got to realize they might be pulling up in a 99 Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that expensive. Cars don't rust.
And that was something, man. And I real quick, I recommend everybody do something like that, man. You'll get a better look at better outlook on your life, man. If you just see somebody like, you know, especially for me, it's hard to see little kids hurting like that.
No doubt.
I mean, not saying that it's good to see grown people hurting, but it's a special tug on your heart when you see a little kid hurting because they're innocent and they don't know no better. So,
our character said, "Boo on you, sir. I like my name brand jeans."
Well, hey, tell Cactus.
Hey,
go ahead, where'd you get them Jordans?
Right, enjoy.
Yeah.
My thing is, if you're making $19,000 a year, don't go blowing $200 on jeans. One jean, not saying a bunch of jeans.
Yeah,
saying the one pair.
50 pairs.
Stop
jeans.
Going to Abercrombie French faking.
Yeah, but it's never for you.
Right,
it's
he's Des Shepard said lopsided priorities.
Yeah,
he said act your wage.
Oh yeah, that's what we
act
said.
Act your wage. I
Go
like
up.
That.
Act your wage. Yeah. See, the thing is, people tend to do everything for somebody else to let them to give them the illusion that they're doing better than what you
because like I said, that hierarchy.
Yeah.
So poor people want to act like they're in the middle class. Middle class want to act like they got it going.
No matter what's on, you're going to know what you got anyway. So you're doing it to try to show whoever that you're doing better than what you are. So what?
If you're
getting by, you all right, and you making it. Be comfortable with that for now. You'll get better later on.
Yep. Learn the hardest thing we do in America, we have to learn how to balance what we need with what we want. You're not going to get everything you want, so make sure you have everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with you got a nice two-bedroom apartment. It might be small, but like old boy said in Fridays, yeah, they're 18s, but I keep them clean.
Yeah,
do what works for you.
It's how you
quit chasing and quit doing idiotic things like putting 22s and 28s on your car, wrecking your suspension.
But I got a stunt, man.
There you go.
People be, I gotta show other people that I can do this. It's not proving nothing, but I must show the world that I can put 28s on a car.
On a 83 Monte Carlo.
Yes. And if you don't know, then you just mad you can't do it.
The rims are $9,000. The car was $1,500. I'm winning.
And I'm showing you how it's done, son.
My kid is eating paint chips for dinner, but hey, can't make an omelet.
Dad's got a ball. Dad. I hate people.
Yes.
I'm really there.
Yeah.
Because now you're putting me to that point where, because I've seen it, and I'm just like, people suck. People suck.
Our Cactus said, Chief Keith, that's the American way.
No. Dude, you know what's crazy? In the eyes of some, that's who you aspire to be, Chief Keith. You aspire not just to be him financially. You want to live his life and a
19-year-old retard.
Yes.
He's a 19-year-old retard. I bet if you ask him to read a passage out of book, I bet you he could
He'd
do
it. He'd slap the book out your hand and point a gun at your temple. That's what he'd do.
Think about what the rich people give you in the forms of your entertainment. Think about what they feed us in these reality shows. Think of Real Housewives of this and that, and we love looking at them. We love laughing at them, and then we love read real story of finding out how they're actually broke and how they act. They're doing what we swear we're doing behind closed doors. Dude. Personally, the R&B divas, I checked out a season of that this summer. Real interesting, because some of the people that I thought were classy and had a little bit of awareness about them turned out to be sloughs.
But
and that's that. We love to put our ignorance on parade. I'm talking about Americans.
Yeah, of course.
Not even going racial.
It's class.
I'm talking about
baby.
Americans.
It's class now. That's, again, the only color that matters right now in the real world is green. Believe it or not, that's all it is. You either got it or you don't. Treat you like you should. And if you're not getting treated like you should, you're nothing. That's it. I'm done. Whatever.
That's right. That's where you at. You finna drop the mic.
I'm gonna just hit that, and then, matter of fact,
don't drop it for real, please.
No, I'm out of here, man. I ain't got time for this. This just made me mad.
That's where you at.
This made me mad, man. I don't like people no more. I really don't.
Well, there you have it. You hear the music on the wall. There's another one done.
Hey, real quick, you heard about the shit they keep with money like that.
Don't sweat.
You know,
about them tearing a bicep?
No, they
might be. We're not exactly the nicest people in the world, so. Yeah, depending. That would be conditional.
We'll
one time around, one time at the well, that's another one. What would we do if we got rich? So, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. On Cactus, Dead Shepherd, Tony.
Yeah,
everybody in the queue.
Yeah.
It came out. Love it.
Yo, man, happy Veterans Day, man. I tried to represent for them today wearing my Marine Corps stuff. Big Buzz said I didn't pull it off too right, but happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there. I feel a certain way about these today, but it is what it is. Thank y'all for protecting the service.
All right, we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
the truth ain't.
Peace, y'all.
The truth ain't.